A new kind of class war is being waged in America that few are willing to admit. And this is the annihilation of the middle class due to the offshoring of U.S. factories with its attendant blue and white collar jobs to China and India. And not a single candidate, not even Ron Paul, is willing to talk about it. The only one was Donald Trump, and he was forced out of the running a long time ago. The idea of class wars began when Jewish agitator Karl Marx published his Communist Manifesto some 150 years ago. Marx called for the toppling of the managerial commercial class, the bourgeoisie, to be replaced by the proletariat, that is, the working man, and this would result in a classless society. Well, one has to laugh. For at the very same time Marx penned his ideas, the boast of his co-religionist, Mayor Amschel Rothschild, "Give me control of a nation's money, and I care not who makes its laws," was being put into practice by Rothschild's Jewish sons. Today, this boast finds its realization in the power of Jewish finance capital, centered around the privately owned Federal Reserve Bank, whose principal shareholders and directors include the Rothschilds, Goldman Sachs, and J.P. Morgan Chase. As we saw in the too-big-to-fail scam of 2008, these people can print their own money, lend it to the American taxpayer at interest, and demand it be given back to them in the form of a bailout, all at taxpayers' expense. If you're not enraged, then you're not listening. It all boils down to this. The new Jewish class wars is not being waged by the proletariat, but by Jewish finance capital, led here in America by Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, and J.P. Morgan Chase, who underwrite the stocks of U.S. corporations and thus dictate where their products are made. They're made in China and finessed in India, and thus the middle class in America has been effectively destroyed, and all that's left is a great divide between two classes, the Judaic elite and the politicians, generals, journalists, academics, pencil pushers, and hamburger flippers who work for them. You might call it a modern-day feudalism, the Jewish elite and their Shabbos goys. And if the Marxist cry, "Workers Unite," could be heard all the way to China and India, it will most certainly fall on deaf ears. For the proletariat over there, thanks to Goldman Sachs and friends, are very happy to have American jobs.